This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mr. Maktu, thank you so much for joining us once again on MUT Radio. Really appreciate having you this morning. I see your friends are not back as yet.
Yeah. Good morning. We're back in the breakfast room. So my friends, yeah, it's quiet on campus still. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
People, I think, are on extended break. Interesting.
That's what I've noticed as well. Okay, the first week, I know. We'll see you next week. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you. So this morning we in your tab we are looking at the Malaga Commission of Inquiry. So on 21 July last year, it's been a long time, you know.
July last year,
2025. President Cyril Ramaphosa gave a proclamation notice number 269 of 2025. For a judicial commission of inquiry into criminality, political interference, and corruption in the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened because Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi on July 6th. I think it was a Sunday.
It was a weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday, just after the Durban July on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then the Sunday.
The next day.
Yeah.
Yes. Things just went poof.
Yes, I mean, he shocked us to say, hey, look, labantu abagqoka ama uniform fa base majele. So a lot of them do have a person here as a majele. Ibona fa base babophile nje ngoba a lot of them are not doing things the right way.
Yes.
So in a series of events, it happened, it bring us to where we were. I mean, I was looking at their website this morning, Ogutin. They say that on last week on Friday, 17 July, it was day number 142. So it was the 142nd hearing, public hearing by the Malaga Commission.
Mm.
Now for me, I'm interested because what we know is that once the commission has done its work, it produces reports, the one thing that is going to remain, I'm hoping, because usually this is what happens. I mean, in the previous one of the commission is they establish a library. So I do expect we are going to have a Malaga Commission of Inquiry library, which is going to capture, you know, keep all these documents, all these recordings,
yes.
You know, all these sources, you know. So for me as a librarian, yeah, I'm always proud. Once everything has been done, we then need to find a way to say, look, so how do we use this? How do we keep it for the future?
Yes.
So does that mean we have access as the public?
Yes.
In the website, they provide as much as possible. I mean, most of the records that are there, you can, if you visit, I wrote it down somewhere. So in Malaga, I think just type on Google, Malaga Commission of Inquiry, you will get a link to the website.
All the information,
all the recordings, all the podcasts, everything that is there available, it is also available to the public. Yeah.
Okay.
So which makes it easier. I mean, because the democracy is about that. It's about us making those decisions. Now, I wanted to link to e-library as well because on 8th July, our association, ILIASA, a Library Association of South Africa, celebrated E-Librarians Day. It was on 8 July. So there's you as a profession, you know, you target a day where you say, look, let's put ourselves out there. Let's encourage more people to visit libraries, to use libraries. And I wanted to just say a few things around that this morning on the Knowledge Hub team. Not as MUT, we are lucky to have our library here, and linking it, I mean, relating it to Malaga Commission, how we should understand the work of a library. Now, if we understand this notion of a commission that has been sitting for a year now today, right? So there's a lot of memory that is there. So as we can't rely on our own human memory, but we need to keep records of what happened there. Also, as librarians, we shape a culture. Now, if you look at how Malaga works, I mean, those people on last week on Friday, so they set from 9:30 next in, they finished almost at 9 PM in the evening.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
In fact, on Thursday, yes. So then the next day, when they were finishing, he says, tomorrow, we'll meet tomorrow at 9. So working long hours. I mean, can you imagine if you can have government departments?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine if you can have schools that it is shaping a culture in how things are done, and as librarians we seek to also record that. And of course, I mean, as librarians, we promote a dialogue. So a library is a social space.
Mm-hmm.
You come there knowing what you know, but hopefully once you leave, you add.
Yes,
you build up on that. The other side of it, which may be, I mean, which needs us to keep ourselves on our toes, is that we are gatekeepers as well, because we can decide what is useful to keep, I mean.
Yes.
And we can choose to ignore things as librarians. Mm-hmm. Now, just interesting things, so that we need to know as a student, see the thing about knowledge in libraries, etc. One is that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Mm. Okay.
So ignorance is bad. Now, look, they say very few people say angas. If you ask somebody a question, they rather guess. So it's a stigma to say, I don't know.
Mm.
Right. Probably that's why also no president, I was quite mad at Swabang and Bakoba, Marcel, about good, no good. I guess Leon. So rather, so let me come up with a commission, you know, to look for answers to that. So all of us, I mean, so if we were to you are doing a course and you don't know enough,
mm-hmm.
that's you should be worried, because it means you are going to make mistakes.
Yes.
Because you don't know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and you are going to make errors because you are being reckless, right?
Yes.
So that is the one part against ignorance. Number two is that emphasis on the Madanga Commission as well, showing us access to knowledge is in our dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So one is it is physical.
Okay.
In the Madanga Commission, we see somebody coming in, they write down their statement. So it is written down,
mm-hmm.
and then they read it. So in front of course, as much as you have thought of something, put it in writing.
Yes.
So consult, talk to people and say, yeah, am I correct in saying, if somebody is saying something that is off, they get corrected. Mm-hmm. It is for the there and then, because knowledge is like that. You know, we need to allocate time to be doing it. I mean, always have that pressure here where some people say, ah, it's not. Of course, it is academic work. The textbook must be 1,000 pages. Mm-hmm. It must be 2,000 words to read an article. So knowledge is physical, is number one. Number two is that, so it is an intellectual process. So you ask questions, you make interpretation. So you need to listen with what is being said.
Yes.
And then work it in your mind. Mm-hmm. With what is it? So, on campus, we like to cram. We prefer to cram. We just memorize things. We don't really understand them. And that's going to affect us. So again, hopefully, I'm hoping that today we are learning. But the third aspect is that knowledge is social. So if you are surrounded by smart people, I mean, as a country, we are blessed. I'm happy to say to see three smart people. I mean, so it is just smart. He's 64 years old. When I was trying to check his background, put out, so I'm sure he'll be happy. He comes from Eastern Cape.
Definitely.
Born, born and bred. I mean, yeah. So he's also a senior figure in the Methodist Church.
Mm.
So that's the kind of person we have. Now he's a model, in terms of the role he plays in the commission. But it shows us when we are looking for information, we tend to have a source, so there's a reference. So he plays that role where he has the last word.
Yes.
I mean, we've listened to him call somebody a liar. So you are a liar.
You are a liar.
Yes.
And also he likes things to be done correctly. So if as soon as something he steps in to say it's not four, it is 14. So because he has to do that to ensure the integrity of the entire process, right?
Yes.
Then we have advocates, Jesse Baloyi, one of the commissioners as well. I mean, there's very little is available, but they say she's a very private person. So nothing. I don't know when she was born. Assumption, I would say she's probably 63 years old herself. She's been an advocate since 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, role like as well in the commission is that she likes asking people, so why did you say that?
She wants to understand
why the worst nightmare on that Madanga commission. Yeah.
Yeah. But so, Irulak is there. To help provide the legal. Also, in for you to make a statement, there's got to be a reason.
Yes. Right?
And also, if what you are saying, also she likes saying, that's not a fact. I mean, what I'm saying, so you are, what you're saying is your opinion. The fact is. So, us as well, we should be learning in terms of how to separate. As much as we're listening, I may speak for 15 minutes. If all I'm saying is just my opinions, at least you should be able to pick that up and say, this doesn't help
me
much.
So, yes.
Yeah. What does the effect say? Abanye bafunda law in class, academic. So as much as yes, we've got our preferences, but what does the law say?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So where are you coming from with this? Or where are you going with this? Right.
Mm.
And then Advocate Sandy Lekumalo, always smiling.
Hey, that one is very dangerous. Because he's always smiling indeed.
You could
think that he's your friend.
Yes. He plays the good guy, right?
Yeah.
His role now is, well, he's very sharp. He pays attention to detail because he's able to say, no, let's go back to, you said, let's go to page 15 just to make sure there is a connection between what is going on and the evidence that is presented, right? Now, you need somebody like that around you, somebody who pays attention to detail. So you may be a scatterbrain, you may be chaotic, or you may be creative like me. I always say I'm creative, not messy or clumsy.
Yeah.
So I don't keep things together. So you need somebody who's going to just bring things together and plays that role.
Mm.
His role, in any case, in the commission is to do that, is to conduct oversight on the evidence. So I think he studies the evidence before it gets presented, and he knows exactly which how to connect the dots in what people are talking about.
Mm.
So for you to have knowledge, therefore, is that you need to have the right talent. Because I mean, a large part of me says, the Madanga Commission is effective as it is because of the people we have there.
Inside, you know? Yes.
So as a team, as also as individual role players, that is important. So if I am a student, I must remember that I will be interviewed for, not unless, I mean, I've bribed someone, which I hope we don't do. But if I'm approached or if I'm looking for a job, they will want to see me so that they can see the person that we have actually walks the talk and talks the walks or something like that. But basically you can prove what you are, who you say you are, right? So that's very important. And the last one as a librarian, I mean, one point for me to emphasize is really this cycle of information and knowledge. We have information, we have knowledge, we lose it, we discard it. It undergoes change, right? Now with information, what we are learning from the Madanga Commission is that information, what you are telling us, it must be a story, right? So yes, of course, you are telling us, but it is a story in the sense that there is a flow. So we can see this is how it started and this is where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
In your studies, that's how as well you should be approaching every topic, because you can see the connections between what happened in one and what is now happening in number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are still confused in number nine, it means you didn't get to number three. So because if you are trying to catch a story once it's already started,
yes,
you are going to miss some parts there. Also very important with information is that you need to trust your sources, but you need to verify what they are saying. Just because I'm telling you, it doesn't mean that you don't need to trace your sources. In the Madlanga Commission, they will bring that email. So according to that email you wrote on 15, this is not according to, the same thing applies with your studies as well. I mean, I always talk to students, did you read the legislation? No, they did not. Did you read the textbook? No, they only read the study guide. That's not enough. So you need to check. So read the sources themselves to understand what is being said. With knowledge allows us to speak, right? It allows us to have a conversation. Now, the type of knowledge that is applicable in the case of the Madanga Commission is not really the truth, to say people must speak the truth. That's for the assumption is that they're telling the truth, but in most of the time, it's about what you can prove, right? So bring the evidence to support what you're saying. So you might want to feel, I feel strongly, this is what happened. But if you can't prove it, it's going to be difficult. Same thing applies to students. Students will say, I know this, but I can't know. So if you say you know it, but you can't explain it to me, then you are not proving that you know it, right? So exam-wise, you're going to fail, right?
Yeah.
So you can't submit a blank exam script and say I want to pass. No, I was saying class. No. So just keep that in mind. That with knowledge, always look for proof. Always look for ways to actually confirm that this is what I do know.
Mm.
So then places like libraries that keep records are there. The one paradox is that we've seen the Madanga Commission going on for a year. The one difficult thing is as much as we know a lot, it is very difficult to change human behavior.
Hmm.
Yes.
Students know they're supposed to study, but do they study?
No.
They don't. So changing human behavior, that's going to be the critical part. So I mean, that is why then also us as librarians, I mean, going back to the traffic culture, that we need to have these conversations now here. Knowledge Hub, elsewhere where we are informed, we are engaging with issues, and also we are calling people to account. I mean, if you think I mustn't walk around feeling what I'm doing a good job. If there are errors, we are still need to make my improvements. I am hoping with the Madam Commission, especially with the general corners, gave us that courage to say, look, it is scary, to tell people, to encourage people to do right, but let's be brave. Also, let's bring evidence as well to assist them to try and do right.
Wow, Mr. Mark, I never thought that there would be a connection between the two. But yeah, we really appreciate your time, and hopefully, on Ndlebuzwile, as we say, we always say, Uguti, we do have these conversations on our podcast section. In case you missed it, Mr. Makhlesi Nayege, even on our podcast, ungakwazi ukuzilalelela. Otherwise, thank you so much, Mr. Makhle. The library is still open.
Library is still open until 9 p.m. from 8:30. So no excuses. Yeah. Madam Commission, you can see they also work same shift.
9 p.m.
Same shift. 9 to 9.
Good job, no, thank you so much, Mr. Mark, for joining us on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.